This is Dr. Mejia, detaining for the patient. Jose Aponte, Medical Request 112-366, Delaware 14-1977, referring physician Dr. Glenda Gonzalez, procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, date of the procedure November 2, 2022, indications, eructation, abdominal pain, family history of colon cancer, personal history of colon polyp, history of diverticulitis. I know. Post-diagnosis, impression 1, mild gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, diverticulosis, coli, perioperative deformation, second portion of the duodenum, complication for the EGD, secum for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication as promoted anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, perioperative. Oral procedures per double template, perioperative findings, oropharynx appear normal, perioperative, esophagus. Appear normal, paired biopsy taken from distal esophagus, eosinophilic esophagitis, perioperative. Stomach, mild diffuse erythema in the antrum, biopsy taken, paired. Body appear normal, biopsy taken, right H. pylori, perioperative. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, for celiac disease, perioperative. Colonoscopy findings and a rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigmoid descending colon scattered early, diverticulosis present, perioperative. Sprint flexure appear normal, perioperative. Transverse colon scattered early, diverticulosis present, perioperative. Hepatic flexure appear normal, perioperative. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, perioperative. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, anti-inflammation is number 3, avoidance is number 4, high fiber diet. Next number 5 is supplementation. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years.